Have you kept up with the popular trend of music? Korean pop music has hit the United States like a tidal wave, with songs like Butter and Dynamite by BTS, or Blessed Curse by ENHYPEN. With the rise of these international superstars and their ride-or-die fandom, it might seem a little off-putting to an outsider. However, Ashley Bish, a Korean pop music superfan, breaks down exactly what goes into this genre, the community built around this fandom, and her own personal experience with the music. What's your favorite type of music? Have you jumped on the wave of millions of fans who love Korean pop music, or are you just confused by its popularity? I have Ashley Bish, a Korean pop stan of 8 years, to help answer some of these questions. Ashley, thank you for joining me. So what is Korean pop music?
Korean pop music is a genre of music that comes, it's based out of the country of South Korea. There are many different genres that can stem from the K-pop genre. There's R&B, ballads, there's all sorts, but K-pop has to be my favorite, but I'll listen to anything.
So you and other fans of this type of music genre often refer themselves as stans. What exactly is a stan?
So a stan is kind of a name that K-pop followers call themselves. To be a stan, you can stan specific groups. So I like the group Stray Kids. I'm a Stray Kids stan.
So what, in your opinion, are the ingredients of the K-pop formula? Are they just solely a music group, or what all does it consist of?
There are different aspects of the artists that are in a K-pop group. You can be part of the performance line, which is your specialty is dancing and performing. You can also be a part of the vocal line, which obviously your specialty is singing and vocals. And then there's also a rap line that obviously does the rapping for the group. But that doesn't mean that these members can't also be involved in acting, which some of them are. And you can see a lot more K-pop idols crossing over into the acting realm. They're very well-rounded, so they try to kind of go into everything that they're interested in, which is really, really exciting, again, for a stan like me.
So how does someone become a K-pop idol?
So there is a very long, strenuous process that these trainees have to go through. A trainee is K-pop pre-idol. You know, you have these big companies and they have their own groups of trainees, and they can have a training period up to 10 years. It's just where they get ready for, you know, stage and performance and singing and recording and kind of learn how to do all of that. And especially like the dancing and the singing, they have their training period that can prepare them for their future to debut, which is the ultimate goal.
Why do you think Korean pop music has become so popular in the United States?
Well, for sure, you already know who I'm going to say. BTS has been a great outlet for sharing the music, the K-pop genre, in other countries, especially the United States. They debuted back in 2013. And I started listening to them somewhere around there.
So I've heard some talk about different generations among the Korean pop artists. What exactly does that mean along the genre?
So there are four different generations most commonly known upon the K-pop fandom. So the first generation is from the 1990s to 2004. The second generation are groups from 2005 to 2011. The third generation is typically year 2012 to 2017. And the fourth generation, which is the most recent, is 2018 to the present year, which is 2022.
So I think we've got a good base as to what K-pop actually is. Let's move on to your story and experiences with this type of music. So how did you first get introduced to K-pop?
For me, it actually started out by me just watching anime and falling in love with that culture, which is, I know, a completely different thing. So I started watching anime, and then I started watching live action Japanese dramas. And so my friend, he actually introduced me to a K-drama that he was watching. I started to deep dive more into the Korean culture and the language and everything, and obviously the music. And the first group that I ever stanned was GOT7. If you're a K-pop stan, you know, once you deep dive, you can't come back. And that's kind of where I've been since 2014.
What makes you interested in this type of music and community?
For me, I listen to the music because it speaks to me, even if it is in a different language. It's something that, you know, if I'm having a bad day and I want to listen to a song or an album, I can. And I love it. And it's just, you fall in love with the groups and then that you fall in love with the music. And that's kind of where they are to me. They're more than just like a K-pop group, because you get to learn about them, about their personalities. You get to see their struggles and their triumphs. And it's amazing. And I think that it's something very important to me.
So when you listen to K-pop, does it help if you speak the language? Do you speak any Korean at all?
You don't have to understand Korean to like K-pop. I feel like if you feel the music and you love the music and you love the people and you love, you know, that genre, I don't think that you'd necessarily need to understand, you know, the language. Chances are if you listen to K-pop, you're gonna understand, or you're gonna at least hopefully try to understand what they're saying to see the meaning of the songs. But for me, yes. Over the last few years, I have been trying to teach myself how to speak Korean. Currently, I am at reading it and understanding, you know, how to read it, how to write it. And I'm obviously pulling some phrases, some popular phrases from the K-dramas that I watch too. But I think that that's definitely something that I find for myself to connect more with the culture and the music itself.
What has been your best memory or experience you've made through a concert, the community, or something else you might have seen?
But the first concert that I ever went to, I went with a group of friends. We were in the general admission pit. You know, it was my first concert ever. I had my friends with me, and I was going to be so close to the group that I wanted to go see. And I was like, I was so hyped. I was, you know, I couldn't sleep the night before because I was so excited. You know, I was up there, I was in the pit, and there was a girl that was next to me that I've never met before in my life. One of the group members, you know, got really close to us, and you could just, we like looked at each other. And we just had that connection of like, oh my God, like, and we were both just like so happy to be there. Actually, after the show, like, you know, we spent the rest of the show together. And after the show, we actually exchanged Instagrams. And to this day, we still talk. And I feel like that's something that if you are a K-pop stan, you just always feel like you're a part of something bigger.
What would you say is the biggest misconception people have outside the fandom about Korean pop fans or just the music genre in general?
Oh my goodness. People always misculture them. And I think that that is something that the fans and, you know, the idol companies are trying to change as well. It happens, but it's so annoying. And I just wish that if you would just take like 2 minutes of your time, you would realize, you know, who these people are and, you know, be a little bit more respectful of their culture and who they are and who they're representing.
So I think the last question that I have about K-pop and the whole genre as a whole is, let's say I wanted to dive right into K-pop and I have no experience whatsoever. Where would be the best place to start?
I would say just YouTube has become such a huge platform for these groups. That's where they put their official music videos. That's where they promote their solo albums. That's where you're going to find so much content. If I could give you any facts, it would be to go to YouTube. There's so much content that you could watch. I think that's going to be the deep dive right there, because if you're either going to like it or you're going to hate it, but at least you're giving it a try and you can have your own opinion formed about the music.
Well, thank you, Ashley, for speaking with me and taking some time to educate everyone on K-pop and the whole genre.
Have a good Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy Honda days.
Merry Crisis.
Ashley Bish, a Korean pop superfan, or stan, spoke about what exactly K-pop was and how someone might become an idol. She also spoke about her own personal experience with the genre and the positive impact it makes on its listeners. Ashley finished by giving her opinion on how someone could deep dive into the genre by searching through music videos on YouTube.